Hey there, little listeners. Have you ever wished you could make your drawings come to life?
Oh, wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah. Well, today we're diving into a story all about a boy named Weston who can do just that.
Wow.
Weston loves to draw,
Yeah.
and his notebook is filled with the coolest, craziest creatures you can imagine.
Really?
He doesn't worry about making his drawings perfect.
Ooh, so he's
Just
like.
lets his pencil zoom and zip across the page, making all sorts of squiggly lines and shapes.
That's so cool. What's so amazing about Weston's drawings is that he's not afraid to let his imagination run wild.
I love that.
His creatures are all unique and full of personality, just like the scribbles that bring them to life.
So, okay, let's imagine Weston on a rainy afternoon.
Okay.
He's looking out the window, feeling a bit bored, and his notebook is open in front of him. But then something magical happens.
Oh.
His pencil starts to move all on its own, like it's being guided by some secret force.
Wow. And as the pencil dances across the page, it creates the most incredible scribble creature named Squiggles. Squiggles is full of energy, bouncing and wiggling with excitement.
Wow, I bet Weston was surprised.
He was absolutely
Yeah.
amazed. And guess what?
What?
Squiggles jumps right off the page and starts talking to Weston.
Hmm.
It's like a dream come true. His drawings are coming to life.
That's so cool. I wish my drawings could do that. So, what happens next? Does Weston draw more creatures?
He sure does. He can't resist creating more amazing scribble friends.
Oh, wow.
There's Flapjack, who has giant flapping wings, and Slinky, who has long, springy legs. Weston's room becomes a playground for these wacky creatures, filled with laughter and the pitter-patter of little scribble feet.
It sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
But all that bouncing and zipping around must get a little crazy for you.
You're exactly right. Weston starts to notice that all this wild energy is making it hard to focus on his drawing. It's like the creatures are a little out of control, just like a messy room can be distracting when you're trying to play.
Oh no. So what does Weston do?
Well, he realizes that even though he loves the way his creatures are full of energy, sometimes a little bit of order can make things even more fun. It's like when you're playing with building blocks.
Yeah.
It's fun to make a big mess, but it's also really satisfying to build something amazing.
That makes sense. So does Weston try to calm the creatures down?
He does, and he finds a really clever way to do it. He picks up his pencil and starts adding more details to his drawings. He gives Flapjack a beautiful set of feathery wings, draws some sturdy feet for Slinky, and even adds a mischievous twinkle to Squiggles' eye.
So by finishing his drawings, Weston is helping his scribble friends find a bit more balance.
That's exactly it. And guess what? As Weston adds more details, the creatures start to calm down. They're not bouncing off the walls anymore. They're calmer and happier, and they start to appreciate all the amazing details Weston has given them.
It sounds like they're becoming even better friends.
They are. They start playing games together, building amazing structures out of paper, and telling each other fantastic stories. It's like they've discovered a whole new level of friendship, one built on creativity, care, and a little bit of structure. So Weston and his new scribble creature friends are having so much fun.
Yeah.
Now that they've calmed down a bit,
Yeah.
they're having the best time playing games and telling stories.
Oh, that sounds fun.
But as with all fun things, playtime eventually has to come to an end.
Oh, that makes me a little sad.
Yeah.
What happens when it's time for the scribble creatures to go back to Weston's notebook?
Well, as the sun starts to set and the sky turns all sorts of beautiful colors, Weston starts to feel a little sleepy.
Okay.
And you know what?
What?
His scribble friends start to feel sleepy too.
Oh.
It's like they know it's time to go back to their world of paper and drawings.
That makes sense. It must be tiring playing all day in the real world.
It
Yeah.
is. And so one by one, the scribble creatures start to say goodnight to Weston. Squiggles with his wiggly lines gives Weston a big hug.
Oh.
Flapjack with his feathery wings flaps them gently and gives Weston a little kiss on the cheek.
So sweet.
And Slinky with his sturdy feet taps his feet quietly and waves goodbye with his long, springy arms.
That's so sweet.
He
I bet Weston feels a little sad to see them go.
does, but he also knows that they'll be back for more adventures another day. It's like when you have to say goodbye to a friend at the end of a play date.
Yeah.
You're a little sad to see them go, but you know, you'll see them again soon.
Exactly. So, how do the scribble creatures go back into the notebook? Do they just jump right in?
It's even more magical than that.
Right.
As each creature gets ready to go back to the notebook, their bodies start to glow and shimmer.
Oh, wow.
Remember how they were made of squiggly lines and scribbles? Well, those lines start to wiggle and dance, and then they slowly fade away until all that's left is a tiny sparkle on the page.
Wow. It sounds like they're dissolving back into the drawings.
You got it. And as each creature fades away, it leaves a little bit of its magic behind in Weston's room. So even though the creatures aren't there anymore, Weston can still feel their energy and remember all the fun they had together.
I bet that makes him feel happy and excited for the next time they can play together.
Oof.
But I have a question.
Okay.
What about all the things they built together? The paper houses and the games they made? Do those disappear too?
That's a great question. Those things stay right where they are.
Yeah.
They become reminders of all the fun Weston had with his scribble creatures. He can look at them and remember all the adventures they shared and all the amazing things they created together. It's like keeping a special seashell you found on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
It reminds you of the fun you had even after the day is over.
That's such a cool idea. It's like the scribble creatures are leaving little pieces of themselves behind for Weston to cherish.
Exactly. And those little pieces help Weston's imagination grow even stronger. He knows that even though he can't see his scribble creatures all the time, they're always with him in his heart and in his mind. He can close his eyes and imagine all sorts of new adventures with them. And when he opens his notebook again, they'll be right there waiting for him, ready for more fun and more creativity.
That makes me so excited for Weston.
Yeah.
But what about us? What can we learn from Weston's experience with his scribble creatures?
Weston's story teaches us that imagination is a powerful thing. It can bring our drawings to life,
yeah.
create new worlds for us to explore,
mm-hmm.
and help us make new friends,
yeah.
even if those friends are a little bit scribbly.
I love that. So even though we can't make our drawings jump off the page like Weston,
yeah.
we can still use our imagination to have all sorts of adventures and create amazing things.
Exactly. And just like Weston found balance with his scribble creatures, we can find balance in our own creativity. It's okay to let our imaginations run wild and make a little mess sometimes, but it is also important to take the time to finish what we start and to appreciate the beauty in the details.
So Weston had so much fun with his scribble creature friends,
mm-hmm.
Squiggles, Flapjack, and Slinky.
Right.
They played games and built things and told each other stories. Then, when it was time for bed, they magically went back to sleep in his notebook.
Yeah.
But what happens next?
That's a question.
I want to know what their next adventure will be.
Well, just imagine this. Weston wakes up the next morning.
Okay.
And the sun is shining through his window.
Uh-huh.
He's so excited to see his scribble friends again.
Yeah.
So he grabs his notebook.
Okay.
Opens it up. And whoosh.
Whoosh. What's that?
Well, it's like a magic portal opens up right on the pages of his notebook. Colors swirl and shimmer.
Oh.
And Weston feels a gentle breeze on his face.
Okay.
And then he realizes that he's not in his room anymore.
Whoa. He got sucked into the notebook.
He did.
That's amazing. What does he see?
He finds himself standing in the most incredible place. Remember how Weston loves to draw all kinds of things? Well, now he's inside a world made completely out of his drawings.
Wow.
There are mountains made of colorful crayons, rivers flowing with sparkly glitter glue.
Oh, cool.
And trees that have paintbrushes for leaves.
Wow. I wish I could go there. Are Squiggles, Flapjack, and Slinky there too?
Of course.
Yay.
They're so happy to see Weston. They've missed him.
Oh.
And they can't wait to show him all the amazing things they've been up to.
Cool.
Squiggles is bouncing around on a trampoline made of rubber bands. Flapjack is soaring through the air with his colorful wings,
aww.
Painting rainbows in the sky.
Aww.
And Slinky is stretching his long legs, climbing up a giant tower made of building blocks.
It sounds like so much fun. What kinds of adventures do they have together in this incredible world?
Well, every day is a new surprise. One day, they might go on a treasure hunt.
Oh, fun.
Following a trail of sparkling gems to find a hidden waterfall made of melted chocolate.
Wow.
Another day, they might build a giant spaceship out of cardboard boxes and fly through a galaxy made of twinkling stars.
Wow, they can do anything they can imagine.
Exactly.
What a wonderful place. But do they ever miss Weston's room?
Sometimes they do get a little homesick, especially when it's time for Weston to close his notebook and go to bed.
Oh, well.
But they know that no matter where they are, their friendship is what matters most. And when Weston opens his notebook again, they'll be right there waiting for him, ready for more adventures and fun.
Weston's story is so inspiring. It reminds me that imagination is a superpower. We can create anything we want in our minds, and we can always find new ways to have fun and be creative.
That's right. And just like Weston found balance with his scribble friends,
yeah.
we can find balance in our own lives. Yeah. It's okay to be silly and playful.
Yeah.
But it's also important to be kind, respectful, and to take care of ourselves and others.
So the next time you open up your notebook or grab your crayons, remember Weston and his scribble friends. Let your imagination soar, and don't be afraid to create your own amazing world.
And remember, the most important thing is to have fun and enjoy the journey. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time for another exciting adventure.